what I look forward to all year, you know, getting home at the end of it and spend time with my family and friends is what I love doing most, and just love being back home.
And when do you go back into pre-season?
We're back on the 11th of July, so I've nearly 2 weeks at home now, like, so just make the most of it, do a bit of training now before I go back and get ready for another big season, hopefully.
And what's the plan pre-season? Have you any pre-season tours coming up?
We're going to America for a couple of weeks at the end of July, so looking forward to that, and a few games as well and that kind of thing, the usual pre-season stuff.
I suppose it was pre-season last year that sort of got you into the Everton team you went in, and for that pre-season tour really never looked back.
Yeah, I'd done well in that pre-season tour, you know, I felt fit and obviously impressed the manager, and then it led to a very good season, so I'll not be taking anything lightly again this year. I'll be treating it the same and hopefully have another good season at Everton.
I remember speaking to you this time last year and you said you were just basically looking to take another sort of step in your progression. If I told you at that stage you would play 40 games for Everton and score 6 goals, yeah, you'd probably have thought I was mad.
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't expecting that at all. You know, I was going back after my loan at Blackpool, hoping to break into the team, get a couple of games and just impress the manager. But to get 40 games for Everton and 6 goals, you know, I wouldn't have dreamt it. But I've set the standard now and I need to keep at it.
I heard David Moyes saying in recent weeks that he was thinking about maybe playing you back to your more sort of orthodox right back role. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, I've said from when I went over, you know, wherever the manager wants me to play, I'll play, you know, whether that be blooming up front or in goals. I'm just happy to play for Everton Football Club, and that hopefully that's the way it'll continue. But as I said, a big pre-season again to impress him again.
And you certainly did impress him. You were rewarded midway through the season with a new improved contract. Delighted with that as well?
Yeah, obviously it's always a great thing to get a new contract. You know, it shows that you've done something right, and to get that contract is great, and it gives me a bit of security now. And as I said, just go back and look forward to another good season, hopefully.
What about the season on the pitch? You finished 7th this year, so I suppose maybe a name for European football this year?
Yeah, I think firstly we need to just get a good start to the season instead of setting long-term targets. You know, the last 3 seasons we've had a slow start and it kind of killed us, so we'll be looking to have a good start to the season and finish strong as we always do.
Looking back at the season just passed, what would you say would be the personal highlights for you?
It's been a few, you know, because I've played so many games and it's been my first season, so it's hard to pick one. You know, there's been stuff like my first goal, my first start, man of the matches. There's been a few. I can't really pick one, like, but hopefully next year I'll have plenty more as well.
You'll be going back now in a couple of weeks' time. Any major comings and goings at Goodison Park as yet?
No, not as yet. I haven't heard any as yet. You know, I'm sure the manager will be trying to get a few players in as always and make the team stronger, like, but it's all healthy competition.
And the season passed also, so you make your international debut. How did that feel?
Yeah, that was something, you know, I've always wanted to do as a kid, play for my country, and I always said I would do it, like, whether, you know, I don't know whether you believe it or not, it's hard to know, but, you know, you always want to do it, and I got it, and it was probably the best feeling ever, you know, playing for your country, and I want that to continue for as long as possible.
And there's a couple of key qualifiers coming up in September. Would you have a hope of making your way into the first 11 for those?
Yeah, it's going to be hard, you know, the team's quite strong, manager is just working very well, and to be honest, wide midfielders are very strong. You've got to, like, see Aidan McGiddy, Stephen Hunt, Damien Duff, so it's going to be hard to break in, but if I'm in and around the squads, it's good, you know, and you know, I might get a couple of minutes here and there.
And in terms of qualification for Euro 2012, Ireland are well placed at the moment?
Yeah, definitely, we're doing very well, I think, and there's a big month coming up in October, I think it is, you know, 2 very tough games, Slovakia and Russia, so we'll know where we stand a lot better after them 2 games.
And I suppose coming back to on a break to home and seeing sort of the impact that you've made over the last 12 months, what does this mean to you personally?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. You know, a couple of years ago I was playing for Sligo Rovers, you know, so people are probably sick hearing me saying it's surreal and that kind of thing, but it really is. You know, I'm very lucky, I'm in a very good position, and I just, you know, I don't want to take anything for granted.
And has there been any moments during the season where you've sort of had to stop and think, well, this has really happened? I mean, I remember watching you against, I think it was Arsenal, and you were playing down the wing and sticking across into the box, for example.
Yeah, when I'm playing football, you know, it doesn't matter whether it be at home or in England, I just play the way I play. But maybe it's when you're watching a match of the day afterwards, it's a bit surreal and that kind of thing. Like, but it's still all a bit mad to me, and I think it's good to have that little bit of, you know, surrealness, you know. I never expected it, and I just want to keep it going.
And I know from sort of following you on Twitter and stuff, you were keeping a close eye on Donegal over the last few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've played a lot of Gaelic as a young fella, and, you know, I played it up until I was 18, and then the decision came what will be best for me, and it's turned out to be soccer. But I love the Gaelic football, and I love seeing how the lads are getting on, and I think Jim McGuinness has done brilliant with them, and hopefully now going into the Ulster final they can win it, you know.
And you would have a few mates in and around the squad as well?
I know a few people, yeah. Obviously Jason Octor's from my own town, and there's a few lads from Kilcar and that kind of thing, but that's great, you know, great for Donegal, and great to see us do well again, you know, and get to finals. It's fantastic.
And with pre-season, I suppose it's unlikely you'll be in Clonus for the final.
No, I think it's 3 weeks' time, so no, I'll not be there, you know. But I'll get it in the telly or something like that. I'll not miss it, that's for sure.
No chance of Jim McGuinness maybe striking a loan deal for the next month?
No, I don't think so. No, you know, if things hadn't been the way they are, I could have been playing there. But you know, I'm very lucky the position I'm in. But I'm a Donegal supporter at the end of the day as well.